back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back, sir.
Well, good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
Wonderful. The weather is truly paradise. I mean, we truly are in paradise. The weather was just a little cooler, and I thought beautiful.
Yeah, we went to the beach, Green Flag Day. They had vets on the beach. Corvettes from pretty much every era. I tell you, the more current ones are almost space age. It's crazy what they're doing with them.
isn't that the most uncomfortable car in the world?
Some of them look like they could be. Very, very, very cramped in there, but making a statement.
I always remember not too many years ago, a friend of mine said, "Oh, I've just bought this Corvette. It's the best thing. Let me take you for a ride." I think I've had back problems ever since.
There are some pretty interesting ones, though, from like the 1950s and 60s and stuff, and things that they only made once, you know.
Yeah, I can see. I personally, I love the 50s with the big wings. They should bring that era back. I always remember, watching TV in England. And we'd watch the American programs, which were always popular. And they'd show somebody driving down the freeway with the big wings and the car bouncing around the corner. That suspension, I guess, that floated. Yeah. And I thought, I want to drive one of those one day. And, you know, I never have. Maybe I'll get the opportunity one day.
I'm sure you just have to ask one of those people, can I take a ride with you?
Yeah, yeah. That, I imagine, was something of a ride.
Yeah.
Like, almost floated, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, some really cool cars out there, for sure. So, yes. All right, Pensacola Magazine.
Well, if you open from the back,
uh-huh,
you'll see that, well, there's a couple of pages that I want to draw attention to. The Stepping Out in Style, it's October 24th, but it'll be on us real soon, so you need to make sure you get your tickets. So,
are you one of the celebrity guests again?
Well, I was about to say, I'm sorry to disappoint everybody, but not this year.
Okay.
there'll be some great guests, probably almost as good as I would have been. He says modestly. Yep. No, seriously, it was a lot of fun, and they always have great people there. And, well, there's also some great fashion, too, which I guess is the object of the exercise.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so that's the October 24th, Sanders Beach. People have questions about it, they can go to BaptistHealthcareFoundation.org.
And it obviously benefits Baptist Healthcare Foundation. Across the page, which is what I wanted to draw everybody's attention to, if you are getting married or have recently got married in the Pensacola area, then you should send in your best wedding photos to Pensacola Magazine. And who knows? You might be the next cover on our April weddings edition.
Yeah, it says bride and groom or couple to grace the cover. And
well, there are no rules about that. It just has to be a great wedding photo. Now, of course, the bride is always the center. The groom is just kind of
there. Everybody wants to see what the bride's dress looks like, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the groom's there because he has to be. But
let's make sure he doesn't look too bad.
Yeah. of course, on last year's edition, he was the groom was there, but of course, the bride was the center of attraction. And it can be creative. My suggestion is not to do one. The standard one is the bride and groom coming downstairs or that kind of thing, very posed. No, something just a little bit more creative, I think, have a much better chance of making the front cover.
And if people need inspiration, the 2024 cover is there for people to reference.
Yes, and of course you can go online to ballingerpublishing.com and look at past years. my favorites over the years. One year we had an Indian bride, Indian as in India, in her full marriage, I was going to say dress, but it's not dress. Sari, I think, is, I'm not quite sure what the correct expression is, but it's beautifully covered, multicolor, and, you know, Indian weddings last like 3 days, the greatest weddings to go to. And it was just such a wonderful cover. Mm-hmm. We still get comments about that. It was, dare I say, our most popular wedding. Certainly one of our most popular. And then we, another year, the bride on her own was sitting on the steps at Fort Pickens, which I thought was very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I play no part in the selection. The editorial team does that. Because often when the photos come in, I know the parents of the bride or sometimes the bride or groom. So we want to make it completely independent. Mm-hmm. So my staff does that and then tells me which one wins. And their choice is usually pretty good.
Nice. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. So what is the due date?
Well, you should jump on it now and not wait for the due date. But I believe the due date is March 15th, mm-hmm. which is kind of last minute because we like to get it out in very early April. So it's one of those things that don't put off until tomorrow. Just do now. Now, of course, if the wedding is coming up, then make a note on your calendar. Send photos to Ballinger Publishing.
Yeah, and ballingerpublishing.com/weddings2025 is the whole link. And it says 3 high-resolution images. So make sure the images are high quality.
Yes, and I should also say that we do a little article on the winner, the first runner-up, second runner-up. There's a half-page picture of the first and second runner-up inside, but, of course, the winner is the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
And also think about when you're framing the picture or you're having your photographer frame the picture that it's 8.5 by 11, it's magazine. So you want to frame it so that it fits, I'd say fits easily, but is makes a good proportionate cover.
Absolutely. So those details are also at the website.
Correct.
Awesome. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday. And on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle, and you get out the paint, and you repair the hole so that you can close the deal on Monday. Because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach tomorrow night at 7 with Crosstown.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. In the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, and talking about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine, and there's a little section in there on real estate.
Yes, we, a number of years ago, started a section in the magazine called On the Market. And it's really, well, just about houses being on the market. Different realtors advertise and draw your attention to homes, but more especially, there's great information about selling your house or buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things to remember is that whenever you do upgrades or modernization to your home, if at some point in the not too distant future you're going to sell the home, it's always good to remember that to choose something that is that's fairly neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, something that a feature that you might love, other people might come and say, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And particularly when it comes to kitchens, because a good real estate friend of mine told me that it's always the kitchen that sells the house, or almost always the kitchen. So you want to make it so that it's, well, I don't know if neutral is the right word, but you certainly don't want to put off buyers. So be very careful about even the color of the cabinets. You know, pink cabinets probably won't sell.
A little too bold.
A little too bold, yes.
People need to be able to look at it and look at it as a canvas, something that they can do something with.
Yes, and they say that we're moving away from all white kitchens, which is the articles there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you do move away from all white, I would say, and I'm certainly no interior design expert, but I would think if I were looking at a house tomorrow, I would want, exactly as you say, see the possibilities of changing it to, you know, to my style, which is very plain. It's actually white. I'd go for white every time, but apparently I'm not in the mainstream here, according to the article.
Well,
which is no surprise.
Yeah. Well, even kids' bedrooms, you know, kids like to decorate up their bedrooms a certain way and make it their own and might be a little bit more colorful and what have you. And so when you're selling a home, you have to think about what do those rooms look like and how can you, like you said, make them a little bit more neutral so that a potential buyer doesn't see it as a kid's bedroom. They can see it as a sewing room or an extra bedroom for a guest or what have you.
Yeah, yeah. And with interest rates starting to come down, then I think we're going to have another housing boom in the next few years. I think many people have who wanted to move, upgrade, have not because of the interest rates. At some point, that the floodgates will open and people will say, hey, it's time to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're one of those, obviously you need to sell a house probably to upgrade. Again, just bear in mind that try to look at the rooms from the eyes of a potential buyer.
Absolutely. And there's also DIY hacks also in the magazine as well.
Yes.
On the very next page.
Yeah, we try and give tips on things to do to help prep your home. And also, if you go page 60, there's by the numbers, which is tells us the median price, average days on the market, which surprisingly is only 60 days.
It's starting to get longer. When we bought our house about 2.5 years ago, I mean, it was within 3 days Like if we hadn't put a bid in, we would have lost it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just shows you just in a matter of a short period of time, the market's changed a little bit.
And $322,000 is the median sale price. Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it should be. They have the numbers.
Yeah.
But in terms of what I see on the market, certainly prices have stabilized or even dropped back a little, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they say that sellers can start making more demands right now in terms of things that they might want to see upgraded, or if they want to offer a little bit less, they can maybe play that game to say, well, I see if the roof needs some work, so I'm going to offer a little bit less just to make sure I have enough coverage for that. So I think the leverage is on the buyer or on the seller side. Buyers right now. I'm sorry.
Something
it's
like
Monday,
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just don't buy a house in the near future.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As always in Pensacola, there's lots of fun things to do, and I would be remiss in not mentioning that it is the Jukebox Gala this weekend. Pensacola Opera. It's a wonderful event. Even if you don't like opera, or you're sort of on opera, you'll still have a great time because there's some opera, but they also include a lot of more popular popular songs. They even sing a little pop from time to time.
Mm.
So there's something for everybody. It's at the Hilton on Saturday. I believe tickets are still available. And you can buy the tickets with confidence, because take it from me, that storm will go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate to wish it on somebody else, but it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, right now the track is showing Big Bend area again, so.
Which probably means it'll hit us head on.
I mean, it could.
Well,
it's early.
I'm sure the listeners have noticed that usually when these things are first reported, it shows Pensacola as a bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wavers east to west and eventually, usually, not always, but often goes someplace else. Well, this time, we're not in the middle of the bullseye, so that kind of worries me a little bit.
Mm. I think it could veer off?
It could veer west our way. You just, it's really all dependent on that cold front coming down from the north, which north and slightly west, which pushes it east.
Sure.
If that slows down or comes early, you know, who knows?
All right.
Again, I'm no weatherman, but I have a feeling we'll be in good shape.
All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market, features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be our guest on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing.
Now, you know that you played that song. It's guaranteed to come our way. You tempted fate.
I don't think so.
It'll be your fault.
It's Bad Moon Rising, and I just wanted to highlight that we've actually had some pretty cool moons to look at lately. The moon's been kind of orangish in the
sky. As I drove up Scenic Highway the other night, it was orangey and it was very low to the horizon.
Yeah.
I don't recall ever seeing that before.
Yeah, we were at Calvert's Friday night catching the last performance of the Not Quite Fab Beatles tribute band.
Oh, yes.
And so we were driving home and I'm looking at the moon and I tried to take so many pictures of it, but with my iPhone, surprisingly, it didn't turn out that well. But yeah, I was just like, that's amazing. And it seems like we've had a lot of them lately. So, talking a little bit about Downtown Crowd, yes. Pensacola Magazine. You were staring at me there. I was like, what's going on?
Well, I didn't realize you had finished. I was waiting for you. I was hung on every word. Yes, don't forget Jukebox Gala coming up. And looking into October. Barktoberfest is Sunday, October 27th. That's a great event.
Mm-hmm.
The Humane Society does a wonderful job, and it's a really worthy cause to support.
So yeah, there's gonna
please
be
put that in your calendar.
Great contest, prizes, dog dressed like owner contests and things like that.
Yes, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We talked about that the other week. Yeah. I'm afraid if I got a dog, he would look too much like me, because they say you buy dogs, or you get to look like your dog. I'm not sure which comes first, but that would be a pretty ugly dog.
That is funny.
And don't forget to go to PensacolaMagazine.com, BallingerPublishing.com, DowntownCrown.com, and get all the ladies' lifestyle.
All right. Thanks for being here today.